Day 1, December 11th. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. I thought burning my toast was going to be the worst thing that happened today. It wasn't just the fact that the toast was burnt, it was the last two pieces of bread in the package. I had no backup plan. While my dad sat at the kitchen table eating his oatmeal and my dog Angie sat on the floor at his side waiting for table scraps, I tossed the bread in the garbage and cursed my brother under my breath for distracting me with his phone call. My first full day back in my hometown of Warren, Michigan wasn't starting on a high note. My parents' toaster was half to blame. Because the toaster didn't turn off on its own, toasting required staring at the bread through the red hot slots and, when it looked like it was brown, manually pushing the button to pop it out. My mom and dad never felt the need to get a new toaster. When you're 85 and 89, respectively, I guess watching things cook isn't that big of a deal. What else have you got to do? They could see their TV from the kitchen, so while the bread was browning, they'd have one finger on the button and one eye on Good Morning America in the other room. Perhaps if my brother Richard didn't call with an urgent message to get to the hospital now, I wouldn't have started this Sunday with a grumbling stomach and a bug up my butt. My mom had been admitted to the hospital 2 days prior after a fall at the kidney dialysis center left her unable to walk. I had gone straight from the airport to the hospital the evening before after arriving in Detroit from Los Angeles. My dad and I planned on a leisurely morning at home before joining my mom again at her bedside. Obviously, leisurely wasn't in the plans today, and there was some news my brother chose not to share with my dad and me over the phone, but insisted we hear in person. That's never good. It seems to be status quo in my family. No one tells anyone anything for fear of upsetting them. People in our family have gone in and out of hospitals, have had strokes, heart attacks, and cancer, have gone through chemo and remission, all before other family members were told about it. "She doesn't need to worry," they'd say in hushed tones, putting their index finger to their lips. My mom had a tumor in 18 inches of her colon removed 5 years earlier and was home healing before my niece even knew she was sick. "She's sensitive," they say, so they keep the bad stuff from her, hoping she'll never find out. But today, while my brother's urgent now lingered...